Hey, get over here. What about? You know what about. It's about the way you look at me. Don't think I haven't noticed. You think you're being subtle and sly, but you're not. I can tell. Everyone can tell. It's getting embarrassing. I can smell it on you. You're like a bitch in heat, standing there, panting, following me around. Yeah, I'm mad at you. Because you're wasting my time with this shit, pining for me, being coy about it, instead of just coming up and saying something. You wanted me? All you had to do was ask. You know, it's been 3 months since I've dated anybody. I know you know, because that's when your puppy dog act started. You had 3 months, and you blew it. 3 months. That's a lot of frustration that I need to work through. All you had to do was just tell me you were into me. But no, instead, I have to tell you that you're into me. How pathetic is that? How pathetic are you? Why am I being mean to you? Are you really that stupid? I'm being mean to you because you pissed me off. I'm being mean to you because instead of wasting all that fucking time, we could have been getting to know each other. And I'm being mean to you because you deserve it. I'm being mean to you because you like it. Because it makes you wet. I'm being mean to you because it makes me wet. So here's the deal. You were afraid to ask for what you wanted, but made me guess at it. It wasn't hard, like I said. It still pissed me off, though. But I guess that must be the way you want it. You must want me to tell you what you want. So that's the way it's going to be. I'm going to tell you what you want. And if it pleases me, then I'm going to give it to you. For example, right now, I want you to taste my mouth. That's nice. But a little too vanilla. Speaking of, if anything is too much for you, anything at all, something that you don't want to do, just say the word vanilla, okay? Too obvious? Okay, what word would you like? What word works best for you? Okay. First things first. You want me to teach you a lesson. Yes, I thought so. But I want to hear you say it. Say, teach me a lesson. Again, a little louder. Beg me for it. God, you sound like such a slut when you beg like that. Are you a slut? Are you a slut? All mine. Are you my slut? Should I teach my slut a lesson? I need you to say it just like that. Teach your slut a lesson. Good girl. But I'm not convinced. You know what the problem is? It's that sluts like you usually beg on their knees. Oh, wow. No need to tell you twice. Look up at me with those eyes. Those big round eyes. Now, I want you to whimper. I want to hear just how desperate you are for me to teach you a lesson. And you are desperate, aren't you? It's not just something you want. It's something you need. Something you've needed for all those weeks and months of batting those pretty eyes at me. And pouting at me with this mouth. Oh, yes. Beg for it. Whine for it. Grovel for it. On the floor. Lower. Lower. You want to be on the floor, looking up at me with those big round eyes. And you want to rub your pretty face all over my black leather boots, don't you? Not your tongue. Jesus, did I say lick them? No, I did not. I got plans for that tongue, honey. And I know where those shoes have been today, and I don't want any of that up on my business, okay? What? Oh, you like shoes. Just shoes, or are you into feet? You want to lick my feet clean with that filthy mouth of yours? That's what it's good for. Oh, wow, yeah, we're going to get along well. No, that's not a problem. I can work with that. But boy, oh boy, I can definitely work with that. But something for next time, okay? Like I said, these shoes have been places, and spoiler alert, I'm kind of looking forward to you eating me out. Something I haven't had in months. And I want it bad, but not bad enough where I want to risk getting an infection or something. No, don't apologize. If you're into it, I'm into it. And hey, tomorrow night I'll set you loose in my shoe closet. And I'm gonna gag you with my foot. Just ram these shoes right into that big mouth, because you deserve it. Yeah, I thought you might like that. Good girl. Now, I'm going to pull you up by your hair, if that's okay. Splendid. I don't remember telling you that you wanted to lick my shoes. And you only want the things I tell you that you want. Do you understand me? And I think you deserve them. I will give them to you because I am nice and I'm a giving person. Like right now, you want to be kissed. No, but I am not going to kiss you, you filthy fucking girl. Not after your fucking tongue was slobbering all over my boots. Filthy mouth for a filthy fucking girl. Is the rest of you as filthy as your mouth? Oh, I bet it is. Prove it to me. Show me. You want to show me. Pull them down to your ankles and leave them there. Yes. Lift up your skirt. Where'd you get it, by the way? It's really pretty. Cool, thanks. Now lift it up. Oh, fuck. Now that's what I call a bush. Yeah, that's what I like to see. Is it wet for me? Oh, well, you filthy fucking girl. A filthy, greasy cunt for a filthy, greasy girl. You like the way I rub your hot little clit? Yes? Well, that's too bad. Lick these fingers with your filthy tongue, slut. That's it. Yes. No, I'm not going to rub it. Oh, I know you want it. I know you need it more than you needed anything in your whole life. If you want someone to rub your clit so bad, do it yourself. Give me a show. You want to put on a show for me? Oh, yes. Back on the floor. Back on the dirty floor. Okay, but listen. You can't come. Don't you dare fucking come. If you even think about coming, I am going to put you through hell. Do you understand me? If you think I was being mean before, you have no idea. Do not fucking test me. Now, play with your pussy for me. Yes, yes. Rub that little clit, yeah, in circles. That hot little clit. Ooh, yes. Buck those hips. Remember, you're not playing with your pussy for you. You're playing with it for me. To give me a show. Oh, yes. Squirm. Squirm for me. But don't come. Don't you dare fucking come. You understand? You want your neck kissed. While you rub that pussy for me? I'll kiss that neck. God. You got such a pretty throat. I'm gonna put my hand around it. I'm gonna choke you a little because you want it. You want me to choke you. Okay. Okay, you said the safe word. Choking's not your thing? Got it, yeah. No, don't apologize. No. I don't want to do anything you don't want me to, okay? You've got your limits, and I've got limits, and that's the whole point of a safe word. Do you want me to stop? It's okay if you do. We can just get a bite to eat and talk. You want to keep going? Okay. Yeah. Mm.